Wayne worked in the factory where I did one summer. Wayne wasn't handsome. He wasn't rich. He had a nice but not hot car. He wasn't a big guy and wasn't a little guy. In almost every respect, Wayne was ordinary. Women loved Wayne. When he walked in to punch the clock, the country girls who worked in packaging would giggle and say, "Hi, Wayne." The middle-aged women who wore white tennis shoes and too much hairspray would tease him. At break, the prettiest females who worked in the plant would hand him notes and tell him secrets by the exchange of glances. Wayne had a good sense of humor, but I don't remember anything funny he said. He wasn't a great conversationalist either. What was his appeal? One day I asked him what he attributed it to, expecting him to say his charm, prowess, or a secret extravagance, but he didn't. "I always have time," Wayne responded. That was it. He always listened. He never rushed anyone, and he always had the time another person wanted or needed. That's what he said. Two Harvard social psychologists, Matthew Killingsworth and Daniel Gilbert, recently published the results of a large-scale study regarding the use of time and enjoyment of life. The researchers found that 47% of participants were thinking about things other than what they were doing. Dr. Gilbert says, "I find it kind of weird now to look down on a crowded street and realize that half the people aren't really there." Killingsworth and Gilbert learned that people who focus on their singular tasks are significantly happier than those who are distracted. The evidence suggests mind wandering causes unhappiness, not that unhappiness causes mind wandering. The scholars gathered their data from an iPhone app called Track Your Happiness that contacted people around the world at random to ask how they were feeling, what they were doing, and what they were thinking. Those engaging in sex reported the greatest joy, with those participating in exercise and conversation the next most focused. Approximately 2,200 people participated in the study, and over 250,000 responses were gathered. Back to Wayne. His secret was that he was always present, not distracted by the past, not distracted by the future. He always had time. Of course, in those past days, the only social media he had were the telephone, the letter, and himself. No cell phones, no email, no texting, no Facebook, no Twitter. I wonder how he would fare today.